You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
I handled it the wrong way when I went on a bus. I don't ask nobody to go on the bus.
But you remember molesting my sister and me.
One of them. I don't know which.
Yeah, but, and it was, he molested me,
well,
too.
Well, most military men are not in favor of the change. Also, it can damage unit cohesion.
I don't think anybody needs to be thrown to the ground and have their neck broken just...
Oh, we're going to be talking about that again tonight. Don't worry about it. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Oh, yeah, that poor man in Orlando, that's turned into quite the story. And later on tonight, we're going to have Dave Oliva on, who is an aspiring LAPD officer and a student of law enforcement and criminal justice at L.A. Canyon College. He'll be joining us. Bobby and Steve Dooley right around the corner. We're going to be discussing a San Jose police officer who pretended to arrest a boy that had sex with his stepdaughter. He didn't arrest him. He pretended to arrest him, but it's got people up in arms. It's got people claiming false imprisonment and false arrest and so on and so forth. 877-876-PHIL. Don't forget our website, philhendryshow.com, right now, live streaming video and live streaming audio of the radio show as we speak. So head on over there and watch us. It is really the only radio show on Earth in the history of man on this planet that's interesting to watch as well as listen to. And you just can't say that about any other show. I don't care which one. Maybe Wolfman Jack might have been kind of interesting to watch, that cat doing his thing. But anyway, head on over to philhendryshow.com. We have a brand new download, a uncensored pre-show rant. Now, if you're listening to our radio show, you've already missed 1 hour of the show because we do an hour on video. So we do basically a four-hour show every night. We do 1 hour on our video cast, which is completely uncensored, and then we launch into our radio show. So if you do not have a BSP, then you missed like 1 hour of the show. And we upload those rants and turn them into downloads so you can go over to the website and get those. And we also have a brand new Classic Phil podcast, which is Vernon Dozier talking about his job at Subway, augmenting his salary as a teacher. And that means he gets to go out with anybody's 15-year-old daughter that he wants to. So that's over there at philhendryshow.com. Now, our affiliate spotlight tonight in Seattle, Cairo, 97.3 FM. Great station, great city, and a great affiliate. We appreciate it. And in Bloomington, Illinois, WRPW 92.9 FM. All right, Bobby and Steve Dooley joining us from the Western Estates Homeowners Association and the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization. It's kind of a dual role that you have there, Bobby, in your community. And you sort of have tabs on the parents and the kids, don't you?
Yes, it's an interesting way of staying in touch with families, Phil. We stay in touch with the parents by way of our homeowners association and their interest in property and our CC&Rs and our community, our physical community, and then of course we are in touch with the young people through our parent teacher. But let's keep in mind that we have a great many parents that are members of the PTO. We're very proud of them.
Absolutely. Yeah, I should say that there are a lot of parents that are involved in that.
And we're very, very proud of them. So, yes.
All right. This story in San Jose, California. San Jose cop pretends to arrest son for having sex with officer's stepdaughter. A San Jose police officer is being criminally investigated for handcuffing his stepdaughter's 15-year-old boyfriend and pretending to arrest him for having sex with a 14-year-old girl. You know the story?
Yes, we do.
Prosecutors are probing the incident, parts of which are caught on a smartphone video, to see whether the officer committed a criminal false imprisonment soon after he showed up. Now, the parents of the boy are angry. The teenager's parents said they encountered an angry cop abusing his authority. The boy's mother said he came over in full uniform and parked his motorcycle in front of our house. He didn't come over in jeans and a shirt. He didn't come over as a parent. He came over as somebody who had the authority to do whatever he wanted to do to us. And compounding their disbelief, when the boy's parents reported what happened to the San Jose Internal Affairs, their son was later arrested for unlawful sexual intercourse. So that's the standing of the parents of the boy. Now, the father involved in this is the police officer who was having, you know, obviously an issue with his daughter having sex with this boy. And I know when your son, Seth, was out of the house. It was his first year of junior college, 19 years of age, but she was 17.
Well, let's back up a little bit, Phil. I don't want anyone thinking that my son Seth is has been arrested for anything. He has.
No, I know.
My son Seth was having a relationship with a young lady. They were in an automobile, and they were on campus.
Where? What campus?
They were up at her. She was up at UC Santa Barbara, not going to school there, but she was there that weekend looking at the university as a possibility that she might attend this coming fall.
Now, where does your son go to school?
My son goes to Moore Park College, which is a community college.
All right. And where was he discovered having sex with this girl?
They were in her car. Her father had arrived to pick her up, and I think there was an issue where he was going to take her car and she was going to drive his, but they were returning to Los Angeles. The father showed up and, first of all, put a flashlight in the window, which scared both Seth and the young lady. When Seth rolled the window down and asked him what he wanted, he said he was the father of the girl and told him to get dressed. And Seth, of course, doesn't know, so he basically told him to shove off, or however you want to say it, you know.
He told the guy, Mr. Henry, get out of
here. He basically said to the man, go away. Now, the girl did say, that is my father.
Okay, so she identified this man who was at the window of the car.
Yeah.
Now, he was at the window of the car because he was supposed to meet his daughter there.
Well, yes, he was supposed to meet his daughter there. I asked him, I said, what are you doing staring in at two young people engaged that way? And he said, I was supposed to meet my daughter there. And I said, well, did you see her anywhere? He said, well, that was her car. I said, okay, but you didn't see her anywhere. So we got into this.
And so you had an argument with the father?
Well, he wanted to charge my son with statutory rape, which was absolutely, you know...
We kind of laughed about it.
Hold on, that's a serious charge.
Well, it's serious if you don't know the law. It scares people that don't know anything about... First of all, my son is 19, she's 17. I don't think anyone is going to say, oh, my God, you know, yes, he's technically 17, yes, she's technically... he's technically 19... she's technically 17. But I don't think anyone is going to start thinking rape or even statutory or child molestation.
All right, I understand. But the fact is, this man saw your son having sex with his daughter.
That is correct. And the young lady involved was a young lady that Seth liked a lot. Apparently, and this is the part that is really laughable, she told her father when they got out of the car that she didn't want to have sex with Seth, that she was frightened, that...
Whoa.
No, hold on. You got another story.
You got another whole story, Mr. Henry. It's pretty funny.
It's pretty funny because Seth told me that she had on, and I will tell you, she had on thong panties. Quite obvious that she was going to be expecting some kind of intimacy. When she got out of the car, though, she told her father, I didn't want to have sex with him. And her father said to my son, I'm going to contact the authorities. Seth got home.
What was your son? So your son is standing there having been engaged with this girl in a parked car.
Yeah.
And he's talking to the father of this girl, who is telling him that he is going to he's going to go to the police, and the girl is making claims.
Well, the reason why that's pretty funny, Phil, is we know her. Seth has known her for, I think he's known her, Steve, for how long?
Probably
almost a full month. They met in the summer. And she is anything but an innocent virgin.
And how do you know that?
You can tell by looking at her and talking to her.
So, all right, Bobby, if I could, and our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Bobby and Steve Dooley concerning her son, who was caught having sex in a parked car by this young lady's father. Now, your son being 19 and the girl being 17 would technically make that a statutory rape. But you're saying that this girl was protesting to her. She was saying to her father, I didn't want to have sex with that guy. Don't you think that this is a serious charge?
No, it's not, Bill. And I can tell you,
the big thing happened to me, and it happens to a lot of men, Mr.
No, it doesn't happen to a lot of men, Mr. Dooley. I don't think it happens to a lot of men.
Well, Phil, you told me once, and excuse me for betraying a confidence, were you not engaged with a young lady when you were in high school and a police officer?
You know, I really wished you hadn't have said that, but I was a high school student and so was she, yes.
Well, I'm sorry, but you said...
I'm not, you know what, Ms. Dooley, I don't need, I'll take it from here. Yes, I was. I was a high school student. She was a high school student. It was an Arcadia cop. He came up with a flashlight. He looked at us and he said, well, why don't you guys get out of here? Because we were up at Chantry Flats. It's got nothing to do with what you're talking about.
What I am talking about are two innocent young people having a sexual, yes, it's wrong. But
he's 19, she's 17, the father sees this. All right, and this is a father that's come upon this. Was your son clothed?
You know, I don't really want to answer that question, Phil.
Three guesses.
Steve said three guesses.
I can hear Steve, and if you wanted to get him on an extension, that would be great.
Get on the other extension, Steve.
Three guesses, first two don't count.
Steve said three guesses and the first two don't count, and the reason why he said that is I think it's obvious that someone is going to have their clothes off. But the point that I'm making here is that these are two kids. Here comes the father making a much bigger thing out of this than he should, saying it's going to be statutory rape. Here she is playing the innocent victim. We have known Kim since we met her at Newport Beach in August. She's a lot of fun, but she's obviously not a virgin.
Well, you don't know that. This is your impression of her. So what we have here now is a young man who, your son, Seth, who's going to be charged with statutory rape, and a girl who is claiming that he forced himself on her, and a father who found the two of them having sex. And, Ms. Dooley, you think that nothing's going to happen.
Nothing will happen, no.
Nothing's going to happen, Ms. Dooley, because she looks like a slut.
Let's not call a 17-year-old girl a slut.
I don't think Steve said that.
Well, I heard the word, okay?
The point is, Phil, older people, whether they're a police officer, whether they are a father, whether they're a mother, older people resent the sex that young people have. They resent it because they can't have it themselves anymore. They resent it because they miss those days of a sort of a wild youth where you would just park a car and make love. They resent it because it doesn't happen to them anymore. And so my son, my 19-year-old son, he's not 25, my 19-year-old son has been selected by this father to be some sort of a crucifixion of some kind or a sacrificial lamb to protect his daughter.
So that's what you think it is. A guy is protecting his daughter because you don't think she has virtue. But the fact is, if your son is 19 and she's 17 and the father found them, And the girl is claiming to the father she was forced. Was she?
I beg your pardon, Mr. Henry. I'm not even going to dignify that with an answer.
All right, but that's what the girl was claiming. All right, 877-876-PHIL. A 19-year-old boy and a 17-year-old girl. The father has found them, and he is angry, and is he's accusing him of at least statutory rape. I mean, it's 19 and 17. But it's still illegal. It sounds like it anyway. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. You know, I got to tell you, Bobby and Steve Dooley joining me from the Western Estates Homeowners Association as well as the Parent Teacher Organization. I got to tell you something, Bobby. You know, I had kids, my stepkids, and my especially my daughter, my stepdaughter Catherine, who was young, and we all, when I say we all, my wife and my boys could see the day when she would become a young woman. And she was going to be a teenager, and she was going to have guys, you know, knocking at the door for her. And we used to laugh about the kind of guys that might be knocking at the door for her, the kind of scumbags, you know.
Well, my son is not a scumbag, Phil.
No, I'm not saying that. But if you're a father with a daughter, and you come upon your daughter in a parking lot, and she's with a guy, and then she gets out of the car and claims that she's been forced into having sex, did you say anything to your son?
What am I going to say to my son? I don't understand you. I came on your program this evening to talk about protecting our kids when they are being accused.
Well, but see, your son is 19. And
no, hold on. Let me explain this to you, Mr. Henry, because I don't think you really get what it is I'm saying and what Steve is saying. My son, Seth, was a varsity letter athlete in high school. He was very, very popular. We had all of the kids at our house throughout his 3 years in high school. We purchased for him a beautiful truck because he really wanted to make an impression his senior year and on into his junior college days. And all the kids looked to him as an example of someone who I guess you could say is cool. So that is Seth, and he is cool. He is likable. He's handsome.
And well, you didn't mention anything. Is he a good student?
He was the victim of very vindictive teachers during his time in high school. These were people that did not like him. They didn't like his popularity. They didn't like the fact that he was handsome. If you look at a lot of high school teachers, Phil, and I'm not trying to say anything, please don't, you know, jump on me, but a lot of high school teachers didn't really make the grade themselves in school, and so they might have settled for a career in teaching.
Well, let's not criticize teachers. What you're telling me is your son, Seth, was a very popular guy in high school.
Very popular, and when he got into college, and also very, very popular with girls, because he's very handsome. When he got over to Moore Park Junior High, because he was going to attend UCLA, but as you know, UCLA has a quota system for the number of Asian students they let in, so that was also unfair.
Your son was kept out of UCLA, why?
Because they have a certain quota of Asians that they let in. So he has been the target, I think, of a lot of unfair circumstances because he's a handsome boy and because he's popular. Now comes this girl that we met at Newport Beach. We rent a house at Balboa Island. My son is very popular, as I mentioned. He's very handsome. This girl, Kim, I can tell by looking at her that she's loose, and I don't think it takes a brain surgeon to know that a young man is going to see that and
try to take advantage of it.
Well, take advantage of it?
Well, he's going to try and obviously endear himself to her. His parents know that Steve and I have money, and this is what I'm getting to. I smell a lawsuit, and I can smell it a mile away. The fact that my boy was in a particular frame of mind where he wanted to have sex with her, even if she was resisting him, I think it was a compliment that he was paying to her.
In what way? You know, Bobby, if a girl is resisting a young man...
You have to understand. She comes from a family that is not very moneyed. Her father's very working class. The fact that my son was paying this much attention to her, I think, is a compliment to her.
And well, if you think it's a compliment to her, but she's still resisting your son's attentions,
then I think they're looking for some kind of...
That's what I said. I thought there's a lawsuit.
That's where we thought that there's a lawsuit, because she can say I was resisting him. Well, I think if it goes to court and you look at Seth, there won't be a girl around that can say they would resist that.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. World-famous Phil Hendry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Coming back.
Phil Hendry. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
I don't appreciate that.
I apologize.
What I'm saying is that during, are we back on the air now?
We are back on the air, yes.
Well, during that commercial break, I heard you speaking to your staff, and you were using language that I don't appreciate.
I apologize, Ms. Dooley, and I apologize to my staff for using that language.
But what it does is it intimidates. I'm talking about my son. He is a handsome young man. He is well-liked. He's being accused of raping a woman. I call her a woman.
She's 17.
You know what? I don't care. She's a woman. I know it. You know it.
I don't know it. I don't know anything about this girl. You said she's 17.
Well, you want to know something? Her father says she's 17.
And she claimed that your boy was forcing himself on her.
Phil, until you're a woman, I don't think you're ever really going to... That is something that girls do when they want to get a lawsuit going. And her father is just the type. This is a guy that doesn't look like he does very well in life.
All right, Bobby, you may have a case if your son...
Mr. Ray, what's your wife's house?
Hold on, sir. I mean, you may have a case if your son... if there nothing happened that was untoward, if your son was just sitting there on a park bench or something, or if the girl said nothing happened, but the fact that she's saying to her father that he forced himself on me, Dad, you guys got no room to argue, you know?
Oh, so we're going to just... So in other words, the fact that my son, his good looks, and his varsity letter, and this girl who walks... You know, Steve made the joke about this girl walks bow-legged. And
that's a hell of a thing to say about a 17-year-old girl.
Well, Phil, a girl, and I'm speaking in figurative terms, but she figuratively walks bow-legged, and my boy is the one who's going to be indicted. I don't think so.
877-876-PHIL. I think that whatever it is, what they're saying is pretty serious. I think you need to take it seriously. 877-876-PHIL. Lisa, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Go ahead, please.
I think that it's absolutely ridiculous that you cannot accept the fact that a 17-year-old girl, if she says no, she doesn't know whether she means no or yes. Little girls like
exactly.
that are...
Exactly. Exactly. That's my point.
How can you, as a woman, call a 17-year-old child names like you're calling her?
I didn't call her. I said she walks bow-legged, and you and I both know.
That's not
that
right.
Means.
I have a 17-year-old daughter, and I'm telling you
what. Why is she entrapping my son? Why does she entrap my son?
Your son's 19, Ms. Dooley. She's 17. The law sees this as pretty cut and dry.
He's 19. What's the difference between 19 and 17? Nothing.
It's a 2-year difference right there. And there's a difference on how you raise your children.
I raised my daughter to be a popular woman.
You know how many grown men hit on my 17-year-old daughter? That's not
well,
okay.
I don't know.
That is unacceptable.
I don't know whether you're telling the truth or not.
But well, let's just say the lady is.
I apologize, but I will say...
I have a 17-year-old.
Well, I think you do, but whether they hit on her or not. But let's assume that they do.
How can you justify your son's actions by saying, well,
right.
she's this and she's that? You don't know that.
Everyone loves Seth. Everyone knows my son. They love him. He's very popular.
I keep hearing you say something about a lawsuit.
Yeah.
A lawsuit? Are you serious?
I think that's what that girl had in mind.
A 17-year-old girl doesn't know anything about no lawsuit. All she's thinking about is growing up.
Her father does. Her father does.
Well, it's
Thank
not
you very
her
much.
Father.
Her
it's,
father.
How would you feel
yes.
if you walked
her
out
father,
to the car? Hold on. Hear me out. Hear me out.
Her
how
father walked
feel?
Up and saw my son
hear me
with
out
his pants
me.
Off.
Let's
how
listen to the lady.
How would you feel
with his pants off?
How would you listen? How would you feel if
his
you walked outside right now and you seen your 17-year-old daughter in a car with a 19-year-old boy and they're doing stuff and your daughter tells you, "Mom, Mom, he won't get off of me." What are you going to do? Oh,
what
baby,
I'm going to do is I'm going to say, "Let's everyone calm down. Let's everyone calm down." I would get who is the boy and what was what's going on? And she'd say, let's say he, she said, he's, it happened, in fact, it happened when I was in high school. Raft Bingham was his name. He was the quarterback of our high school team. And I said to my friend, he is the quarterback of the high school team, and it is a compliment that he's paying you.
And, oh, come on, Bobby. A compliment? If the guy's pushing himself on the, what's this guy's name?
Raft Bingham. You didn't know him.
Raft Bingham? I never heard of the guy.
Well, he played in the NFL, so...
Have you never heard of Raft Bingham?
No, I've never heard of Raft Bingham if you played in the NFL. But the fact is, if the girls... You know, I got to tell you something. Are you kidding me? My daughter's being pushed... some guy's pushing himself on my daughter. He says, well, you know, he is the high school quarterback, so consider it a compliment?
Why is your son not... Why is your son not backing up himself? He's a man.
Right now, he's devastated. He's devastated, and he's in seclusion.
You don't sound devastated back in the background. Sounds to me like he's got a guilty conscience, and mommy's sticking
that's
up
my son.
For him.
That's my husband.
I'm a husband, and I can tell you, my son, he can defend himself, too. But I'm kind of, he's devastated.
What is that? I'm sorry, my husband.
All right, thank you very much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to a phone call here. Frederick. Go ahead, Frederick. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello. Parents, I'm going to tell you something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As a father, you ought to mm-hmm. take a responsibility and sit your son down and talk to him about sexuality. I was listening
mm-hmm.
to you. Hold on. I was listening to you
mm-hmm.
as you're going down the road.
Mm-hmm.
A person's reputation means nothing, but that character is what's going to
mm-hmm.
last. Now,
mm-hmm.
if you guys don't straighten this situation out, that boy is
mm-hmm.
going to make you cry because you're enabling this guy to do whatever he wants to do. And first of all, the girl was just
mm-hmm.
as wrong as him because they both made that conscious choice to have sex. And they're handling
that's
stuff that God...
It,
hold on. They're both
point.
Handling something that
mm-hmm.
God intended for marriage in the first place. They need
mm-hmm.
to set that stuff down and handle that
mm-hmm.
college education, whatever they're supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
They need to take care of that first. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, if you don't handle
that
stuff right now, that...
Mm-hmm.
If you don't handle that stuff right
yeah.
now, that kid's going to make you cry. Mark my words when I tell you.
Well, I don't know what the kid's going to make me cry. All I know is he came to me and he said, "Mother,
ma'am, it has nothing to do with this girl. Ma'am, it has nothing to do with this girl. Your responsibility is your son, father. That responsibility is yours. If y'all don't sit him down and talk
about that, what do you mean sit him down and talk about what?
What's that?
He already knows how babies are made. Is that what you're talking about? He knows." The way a baby is made—is that what you're talking about,
ma'am?
When you say sit him down,
ma'am.
I think the man is talking more about the lesson of life and relationship. He's 19.
Let me ask this gentleman. My son Seth is 19. She was 17, going on 31.
But the
and
point
I think
is,
you know
ma'am,
what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
excuse
right.
me, ma'am. Excuse
yeah,
me, ma'am.
31.
Excuse
mm-hmm.
me, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
The
mm-hmm.
point is, you are excusing
yeah,
this situation.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't and if you don't stop enabling it right now, it's going to catch up with you.
No,
you better handle it now while
you
got the opportunity to handle it.
That's one of those psychobabble terms.
My husband says that the word enable is sort of a psychobabble. Is there another word you can use?
No, don't use another word. We know exactly what this gentleman's saying. You and your husband, by your behavior, encourage your son to force himself on young girls when they may not want to be in his company. It encourages your son to value looks and popularity, maybe even over an education.
Where did you... I don't really know where you're getting that.
Well, you're telling me that he wasn't admitted to UCLA because they got a quota on Asians. How do we know it wasn't his grades?
How dare you? You know as well as I do.
That guy and that girl. What? Hey, you're worried about what somebody thinks about what the character is going to speak.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter.
Very good.
Well, I don't agree, and I'll tell you again, Mr. Henry, and I think you need to watch yourself because we have a reputation. We are on a public radio station. And you said that my son was not kept out of UCLA because they have a quota on Asians? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying, Ms. Dooley, that everything you say about your son, from the fact that he couldn't get into UCLA, to the fact that you never mention his grades, his popularity, it sounds like there are certain aspects to his personality that you're enabling, just like this man said. And
well, you're talking about the psychobabble word today.
Yeah, next thing, Phil, you're going to be saying closure. Are we going to have closure?
The word enable, okay.
Psychobabble.
But that's the closure.
Yeah, why don't we have closure?
All right. Anyway, thank you very much, sir, for your call. If you're going to be childish, you know.
No, I do not think I'm being childish. I'm trying to get to the point. And the point is my boy, who is a 19-year-old young man who is devastated now because he thinks that some, you know, you don't want me to say it, but I'm going to say it because I believe in free speech. I believe in the Constitution. Because some bull-legged 17-year-old, yes, I said it, went to her father and said, oh, Daddy, you know, on second thought, I think he was forcing me. I think that's a good lawsuit, Daddy.
Yeah, almost like we're in a southern, like in a good with the wind, you know.
Did you ever see Good with the Wind?
Good with the Wind? You mean Gone with the Wind?
What the movie was?
Yeah, Gone with the Wind.
All right, the same Scarlett O'Hara mentality that these girls have. Yes, I'll say it again, these bull-legged girls.
All right, I don't want to hear that anymore. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking about a kid here, 17-year-old kid. So we're not talking about a woman, a professional woman, a woman that's been in the world. We're talking about a kid. Whether she is, whether she's not the greatest kid in the world or whether she's walking the right path or the wrong path, it's got nothing to do with it. Here is Robin on the Phil Henry Show. Hello, Robin. Welcome. Go ahead.
Hi. I think this mother has enabled mm-hmm. this child all his life. Mm-hmm. All I can hear is, oh, he's mm-hmm. good looking, he's a letterman, mm-hmm. all this and that. Mm-hmm. If he was mm-hmm. good in whatever sport he played, why didn't mm-hmm. he get a scholarship? Why is he at a community college and not at a 4-year college playing that sport?
Because they have a quota on all, you know, the blacks, as well as...
No.
The quota? What do you mean, a quota on scholarships?
No.
They have the Asians. Mm-hmm.
Not at UCLA.
Good. You say he mm-hmm. is, quota mm-hmm. or no quota, would have received a scholarship. I think it's more he did not have the grades.
Mm-hmm.
He put emphasis on sports, and you did not stop this kid when he was younger. Let him know there are rules and laws that he must follow. And you cannot continue to pat him on the head and downgrade the girls and say, oh, he's good looking, we have money, oh, they're after a lawsuit. No, you are wrong.
Well, you know as well as I, what, this young lady's name is what?
Robin.
Robin.
Yes.
Are you a mother? Are you a mother?
Yes.
All right. You know, Robin, that these girls come after our boys with both mud hooks. Excuse my language. If you have my boy's beautiful, and I'm sure you have a son that is the apple of your eye.
Yeah.
You know what these girls are going to do? They're going to put a ring on his finger, and we'll never see them again.
Bobby.
We'll never see. Some girl is going to put a ring on my boy's finger, and I'll never.
Bobby, if that's the case, that's something that you got to figure out. Is the caller there? I'm sorry, Robin.
Your boy hasn't made any mistake.
Mm-hmm. All my boy did was say to her that he was in a great deal of physical discomfort and needed for her to do what he thought she already knew how to do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, my God.
Are you?
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me?
You know...
What?
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
This is a
joke.
Okay, look at Robin. We're having a hard time hearing your call, but you're very nice to have called. I appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL. Let's take a break because we had a little bit of breakup there.
Well, maybe, Phil, you need to go outside and, you know, straighten the antenna. Phil, should you go outside and maybe put another coat hanger up?
Yeah, that's very funny. Very funny.
Go down to the cell tower and put another coat hanger on it.
Yeah, that's real funny, man. 877-876-PHIL, Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley talking about their son, Seth, who is in quite a bit of trouble, a 19-year-old, having sex with a 17-year-old who claims she didn't want to. Her father is looking to have the boy arrested to sue the family, and Ms. Dooley says, nope, it's all her fault. Another, quote, bull-legged 17-year-old. We'll be back on a world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Back with Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association, our number 877-876-PHIL. You know, this all started with a story about a San Jose police officer who pretended to arrest a boy who'd had sex with his daughter. He never arrested her, or never arrested him.
Well, that isn't the case.
No, I know that your son was caught having sex with a girl, and the father is threatening an arrest, as well as a lawsuit. This guy's not a cop, is he?
Who, the father of this girl?
Yeah.
I should say not. No, he doesn't strike me as having even that much going for him. Phil, I want to tell you something. We've had these lies come up in the past about Seth. Please don't get me wrong. Karen Bulkey, do you remember, Steve?
Oh, Bulkey, she lives over on Dunedin.
She's a single woman. She claimed that my son, if you can imagine that, she claimed that my son was looking at her through her bedroom window one night out in the weeds or wherever. And I said to her, have you looked in a mirror? What handsome, at that time, 16-year-old boy is going to be looking at you.
If she had, it's just good looking, maybe, but it wasn't at all.
How do you know your son was not peeping through that woman's bedroom window?
Because if you saw her, you'd faint. And I'm sorry.
Oh, come on, grow up. How do you know?
Excuse me, Mr. Hendry, I am fully grown. If you saw her, you'd pass out.
Okay, so she's too ugly for a 16-year-old boy to want to be peeking through a bedroom window at her.
That's exactly right, Mr. Henry, and I'll tell you something else. My boy may not, because he's popular, everybody don't like him.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Go over to a phone call here. William, listening on WZTK. Hello, William, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, sir.
I just think that these people need to just step back and rethink what they're doing in this situation. I just can't believe that she continues to say her son is popular and he's an athlete who lettered. Those excuses have nothing to do with this situation. And I would say just from this conversation that they have made excuses for him over the years and just can't accept that he's made a wrong decision. And by him being 2 years older, even if he wasn't of age, he's taking advantage of the situation. He ought to have enough sense to know the law and to have stepped outside of this girl's car and said, hey, you know, I just can't continue with this.
What man can do that? Well, you get that thing right up in front of your nose.
All right, hold on for a minute. This man is saying, hold on, William. The gentleman is saying, Mr. Dooley, I would appreciate if you not.
I'm just trying to say what man can say no to the band scandal.
What? Are you telling me that my son is not allowed to act like a normal male? That he's supposed to exercise some kind of restraint that only, I dare say, not even the Pope has the ability to do that? And there is a very crude, and your name is William? Is your name William?
Mr.
Hendry, your phone system
you
is the worst.
Your son,
Hold on, William. William, hold the line here. What did you ask, Bobby?
I want to say there's an old song about swimming with bow-legged women. Why do you think that became popular? Okay, now you.
Go ahead, William.
I just think that, you're making a statement that it's popular, but You just, it just makes me think that you cannot accept that he's done something wrong. And it's good that you support your son, but it's a mistake if you think
Thank
he you. Can't make a mistake.
Well, do you know what I mean by swimming with bull-legged women?
All right, we already got that, okay?
But this is key to what I've been saying this evening. I don't think the gentleman can hear me, though, Phil, so you can hang up on him.
William, thank you very much for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley. What was your point?
What was what point?
What you said to me, you not to me, but to the caller, do you know the song about what?
That's bull-legged women.
Will you knock it off with the bull-legged women thing already?
No, that's really, that's a bird popping storm.
Give me the phone, Steve. Steve's on the extension challenge.
Well, it doesn't sound to me like he knows how to hold a phone, okay?
I beg your pardon. My husband has a wildly successful landscaping business. By the way, everyone, visit Steve Dooley at Twitter, www.sdlandscapes.com. Is that right, Steve?
I don't know.
Anyway, you're swimming with bull-legged women.
Phil Hendry.
Ha, ha, ha.